Today's daf is Menachas daf Kuf Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Kuf Amid Beis, a new perek, the 12th perek of Masechtas Menachas, perek ha-Menachas v'Hanesachim. So just a brief introduction to the new perek. Not all hektish is the same. So whenever you think in terms of hektish, you have to realize, number one, there's what's known as kachi bedek habayis, and this kachi mizbeach. Kachi bedek habayis is if somebody donates money or shava kesef to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says clearly that I want it to go towards the Beis HaMikdash itself, or maintaining the Beis HaMikdash. The type of hektish that's chal on this money, or shava money, is what's known as kache bedek habayis. Additionally, this is what's known as kache mizbeach. That is when somebody makes a donation, $180 to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says clearly that I want this to go not towards the bias, not towards maintaining the bias, the gold, the silver, the nechashis, the kalim, but rather I want it to go towards an actual carbon. In the event that that was what he stipulated when he made his hektish, what will be chal is kache mizbeach. Additionally, within the world of kachi mizbeach, there are two subcategories. A person can be makdish something to the mizbeach and say that I want the physical thing that I was makdish to go to the mizbeach. So for example, if somebody's makdish an animal, he could say that I want this animal to be brought as a carbon neder or nedava at some point on the mizbeach. If he does that, the halacha is we take the actual animal and we put it on the mizbeach. Additionally, a person can make a donation for kachi mizbeach where he says that I don't want the thing I'm being makdish necessarily to go on the mizbeach. I just want to make sure that the proceeds of what it is that I'm being makdish will go on the mizbeach. For example, a person could write a check. He could swipe his credit card to the Beis HaMikdash saying that I want the proceeds that I'm giving you to go, not towards bedek habayis, rather to go to the mizbeach. Or he could even be makdish an animal and say that I want the value of this animal to go on the mizbeach, but I don't necessarily need this sheep to go on the mizbeach. You could take this sheep, you could sell it, take the money, use the money to buy something else to go on the mizbeach. In a barter economy, you can barter this sheep with a goat and put the goat on the mizbeach. The point is, within kachi mizbeach, you can have kachi mizbeach where the thing itself is going on the mizbeach. Or you can have kachi mizbeach where you never intended the thing itself that you were makdish to go on the mizbeach, but rather its value, its shavius, is going to go on the mizbeach. The difference between those last two categories is in the event that someone is makdish kachem mizbeach and he wants the thing itself that he was makdish to go on the mizbeach, what's chal is kedushas haguf. The thing itself becomes intrinsically kaddish. In the event that a person says, I just want the value of this thing to go towards the mizbeach, I mean, you don't have to put this on the mizbeach itself, sell it, take the proceeds and use that for something that's going to go in the mizbeach, although it's chal kachim mizbeach, but the thing that the person was makdish doesn't have any kedushas aguf, rather its value has kedusha, thus it's known as kedushas domen. So this kachim bedek habayis, this kachim mizbeach, within the world of kachim mizbeach, this kachim mizbeach that's kedushas aguf, and then there's kachim mizbeach that's kedushas domen. Kachim bedek habayis is always kedushas domen. So kachim bedek habayis, kedushas damim. Kache mizbeach can either be kedushas aguf or kedushas damim. What does it depend on? It depends very simply on what the person stipulated at the time that he made hektish. That's the first hakdama. The second hakdama is there's a concept of being poyde hektish, which means that if you have something that's hektish, you can transfer the kedusha from the item that's hektish onto something else. So let's say somebody was makdish $100 worth of gold, and he decides, I don't want this gold to be hektish. He takes something else worth $100, he transfers the Kedusha from the $100 worth of gold onto the other thing. He has to be Moisef Chaimish. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch of exactly how it works. But the bottom line is, there's a concept of being Poyda Hektish, transferring the Kedusha, the Hektish from item A onto item B. Stating that, the halacha is that the only time it's easy or simple to be poyda hektish is if the hektish they being poyda is kedushas dam. So kachi bedek habayis, which is always kedushas dam, you can be poyda. Just open up a shulchan aruch, ask your local rabbi, how exactly are you poyda hektish? You follow the rules, it's not such a big deal. As it relates to kachi mizbeach, that's kedushas damim, the same thing. You can be poyda hektish simply by being maisef chaimish and following the rules. In the event that somebody has hektish, that's kachi mizbeach, but the kedushas haguf, part of Kachim Mizbeach, being that over there, it's not just the value of the item that has Kedusha, but the thing is intrinsically Kaddish, you can't just go ahead and be Poyedet. When can you be Poyedet? It's very, very complicated. And there's many Sugiyos Hashas that discuss it. The high level is, the only time you can be Poyedet Kedusha Zaguf is A, if it has a Mum, B, as we'll see in today's daf, if it's a Behemah. So, Kedusha Zaguf, that's a behemoth, Gzeres HaKosef, and has a mum, also Gzeres HaKosef, it's only then you can be poyedah. And by the way, even after you poyedah, Kedusha Zaguf, that's a behemoth, and that has a mum, the thing that you were poyedah doesn't go completely l'chulim. There's still certain halachas, certain levels of Kedusha that you have to treat that item. So the pinion is never going to be a complete pinion. The only time you can be poyedah, Kedusha Zaguf, legamri, is if the behemoth that has a mum, that you're being poyedah, had the mum before you were makdashah. But that's not negev for this morning's daf. Regardless, when you talk about Hektish, this Kachim Edekabayas, which is always going to be Kedushas Damim, this Kachim is Beach, which could either be Kedushas Aguf or Kedushas Damim. It depends on what you stipulated at the time you were being Makdish. In the event that somebody has Hektish that's Kedushas Damim, you could be Poyedet. In the event that you have something that's Hektish and Kedushas Aguf, the only time you can be Poyedet is if it, A, it's a Behema, and B, if it has a Mom. With that background, with that long-winded background, we start this morning's daf. If somebody has a mincha or nesachim that became tameh, actually kitchabakli, if the mincha and the nesachim were niskadish yet in the klisharis, yeshlem pidyon, that loch is it can be poided. Why? Because the mincha and the nesachim, before it was niskadish in a kli, says Rashi, is considered kedushas damim. And being that it's considered kedushas damim, that loch is it can be poided. Once it's niskadish bekli, now it's already kedushas aguf. It's not a behemah, and as a result, you won't be able to be poyedet. Misha kitchu b'kli, once it's niskadish and a kli, ain lam pidyon, there's no way to be poyedet. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Oifos, v'ho eitzim, v'halavoyna, v'kli shares. So all four of these cases are important. Oifos that are hektish, eitzim, that's hektish, levoyna, that was part of the carbon mincha, u'kli shares. The halach is, ain lam pidyon, the shita mekubetzes takes out the word misha nitmu, you can never be poyedet them. Shalei nemar pidyon, alaba behemah. And the Mishnah seems to be saying that being that it's Kedushas Aguf, you can't be poided because the only time you can be poided Kedushas Aguf is if it's a behemoth. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. What if the Oifis, the Eitzim, the Levoin, and the Klisharis weren't Kedushas Aguf? What if they were Kedushas Damim? So the Gemara is going to discuss it. Either way, the first halacha of the Mishnah was HaMenachis v'HaNesachim Shenitmu Ad Shaloi Kitchu B'Kli Yesh lehem pidyon. So a mincha and a nesachim that weren't a skadish yet in a klisharis, that lochas it can be poided. Why? We look at it as regular kedushas damim. We look at it as kachet betekabayas. And being the kedushas damim, you can always be poida. A mincha and a nesachim, even though once it's niskadish in the klisharis, you already began the hakrova process of the mincha. At that point, it takes on the status of kedushas agof. But actually, kitchel bekli, that lochas yesh lehem pidyon. But the Mishnah had said, ha-menachas v'ha-nesachim, shenitmu. And the primary topic of the entire daf is going to be whether that word shenitmu is dafka or lav dafka. Even though the Mishnah said that a mincha and a nesachin, that's tameh, actually kitchub kli yesh lam pidyon, the word nitmu is lav dafka. Rather, even if the mincha and the nesachin would be tar, my timer, very simple, because kabbalah kitchub kli, kedushas damim nino. What's the reason that you keep paida mincha and a nesachin, actually kitchub kli? Because we look at it as kedushas damim, kedushas damim niftim. You could always be paida kedushas damim. So what difference does it make if it's tar, if it's tame? The point is that it's kedushas damim. You could always be, you could be paida kachib at the kabayas, that's tar. You could be paida ordinary kedushas damim, that's tar. So why shouldn't you be able to be paida mincha and a nesachin? Actually, kitchub akli, that's tahar. Zil baser taima. The tam is that it's kedushas damim. Kedushas damim, you could always be paida, even if it's not faking more of a nitmu tanan. It's very nice, Shmuel, what you're saying. But at the end of the day, why then would the Mishnah say nitmu? So, the Gemara, who had in the Afrika to loy nitmu? Really, the Mishnah could have said that lachi, even if it wasn't nitmu. I'd like to be missing, say, if Mishnah kitchub akli, ain't lem pidyoin, tafilu nitmu. Because the next line of the Mishnah is that once the mincha and the nesachim are niskadish bakli, then it's kedushas ago if you can't be paida. And then it's already a chiddish. Even if it's tame, that lachi is you can't be paida. You would think that maybe if it's Tomei, and the Gemara will explain this in a minute, maybe that's a reason that you should be able to be Poyedet. So therefore, Taninami Reisha Shenitmu. But the point is, Shenitmu is really Lav Dafka. Freik the Gemara, Mi Shenitmu. That's the proper Gersa in the Gemara. Pshita, Kedushas Agufninu. What would be the Havamina? That just because the Mincha and the Nesachin became Tomei, Mishikidshu Bekli, there should be Alocha Pidyon. Why is it Pashit? Because in order to be paid the Kedushas Aguf, it at the very least has to have a mum. There's two criteria. One criteria is it has to be a behemoth. The second criteria, it has to be a mum. Now, the truth is, this Mishnah is the source that the only time you can be paid the Kedushas Aguf is if it's a behemoth. So it's not a kasha why the Mishnah is telling me that halacha. I don't know from anywhere else. This is the source. But the Gemara is asking a different question. Forget about the Gzeres HaKasav that you can only be paid the Kedushas Aguf if it's a behemoth. But one halacha everybody knows is that the only time you can be paid the Kedushas Aguf is if it has a mum. In this Mishnah, there's no mum. So why would you think that just because it's Tameh, Misha Kidshu Bekli, without any mum, the halacha is you should be paid it? So the Gemara says, it's Rechsokot. I would have thought, hey, Baal Mum, Ikiri Tameh. You find that a Baal Mum is sometimes referred to in the Torah as Tameh. So maybe Tame Namik Bamum Dami. So maybe Bamum and Tame are interchangeable. So I would think that if it's Tame, even though it has Kedushas Aguf, just like Kedushas Aguf that has a mum, you can be poida. Maybe Kedushas Aguf that's Tame, you can be poida as well. Hani Nami Lifrik, Kamash Milan, that's the condition of the Mishnah. You can't be poida. Why not? So at the end of the Mishnah is going to say, Shalei Nemer Pidyoin. But the Gemara over here gives even another reason. The Gemara says that as it relates to the Minchan and the Nesachin, you don't even have to come on to that. The reason is, the Lavki Hai Tame Kai Rachman Alabal Mum. Because even if you're going to tell me that Tame and Mum is the same with regards to the Halachas of Pidyon, but such a Bal Mum you wouldn't even be able to be Paida. The Miklishar is like Ashkechan the Mifrik. Because even by a behemoth, the Halach is, once the animal comes in contact with a klisharis, Rashi says, once you shecht the animal, this is Rashi l'shitasit, that shechita was always done with a klisharis, but once you shecht an animal, it came into contact with a klisharis, you weren't able to be part of the animal, even if it had a balmum. So push it, that a mincha and a nesacha, misha kitshu b'kli, without the safe of the Mishnah that the only time you can be poida is a behemoth. Even if this was a behemoth, the halach is that once it comes in contact with a klisharis, the halach is you can't be poida. The question was, isn't a pshita? The only time you can be paid the Kedushas Aguf is if it's a Baal Mum. The teretz is that being that it's Tummy, and you find that Tumma is Ikri Mum, you would have thought that the Tumma constitutes Baal Mum. Thus, you have the criteria for you to be able to be paid it. Kamash Malon, you can't. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, Baal Mum, Heich Ikri Tummy. Where do you find in the Torah that a Baal Mum is called Tummy? Tanya, learn to the brides of him, call Behemoth, Tumay, Ashley, Akriv, Menor, Carbon, Lashem, the Baalay, Mumin, Shen, Niftin, Hakasim, Medaber. The context over there is the Torah is talking about the halachas of being paid the Hekdish. The Torah prefaces the halacha by describing a behemoth tmeya. Kol behemoth tmeya ashalei akrivim yemen or karban lashem. So it sounds like the Torah is talking about a behemoth tmeya, which by the way would mean not a behemoth that became tame, but rather behemoth tmeya, a non-kosher animal. But the Gemara says that's not what it means. Bebali mumin sheniftin hakasim adabra. We're talking about a behemoth that's a baal mum. Ata imri bebali mumin sheyifto ayin el behemoth tmeya mamish. Maybe it means literally a behemoth tmeya, kushuayim behemoth tmeya, upad be'erkecho, arei behemoth tmeya amuro. There's another pasuk in that same parasha that describes the halachas of pidyon in the context of a behemoth tmeya. Hamani mekayim v'mkol behemoth tmeya. What does that other pasuk mean? Bebali mumin sheyifto. Bottom line is you see in this pasuk that the Torah refers to a behemoth balas mum as a behemoth tmeah. Thus, you would have thought tame ba mum tame. They're all interchangeable. The Bryson continues. Yachol yifto mum oiver. You would think that you could be paid an animal that has even a ba mum oiver. That's a mum that's going to pass. Tamuloyma ashel leyakriv v'manu carbon Hashem isha in a kravel Hashem kolikar. Only a mum that creates a situation that there's no way to ever be makriv this animal. Yotzezusha in a kravel ayoyim kravel amach as opposed to an animal that has a mum oiver, where even though today you can't be makriv it, but later you will be able to be makriv. So, b'derech agav, the Gemara says, you want to know what the source is that Baal Mum is ikri tameh, it's from those psukim right there. But regardless, what's important moving forward is Shmuel's halacha. So the first line in the Mishnah was, ha-menachos v'ha-nesachim shenitmu ad shaloi kitchu b'kli yesh lehem pidyon. And the reason is because actually kitchu b'kli, the mincha and the nesachim are treated as kedushas davar. Granted, once they're niskadish and the klisharis, they have a din to go on the mizbeach, they'll be kedushas agov. But actually kitchu b'kli, even though they're oimed to be niskadish b'kli and at some point eventually be on the mizbech. But right now, they weren't niskadish b'kli yet. They have a din of kedushas damim. The halach of kedushas damim is, you could be poid. Now the Mishnah said, ha-menaches v'ha-nesachim shenitmo. It sounds like only if they're tame, the halach is he can be poid. And there's a svara. You see, the only time you can be poid the kedushas aguf is if it has a mum. Meaning, clearly the laws of pidyon are on some level predicated on there being some issue with the hektish. Thus, The Torah gave you a plan B, and that is go ahead and be poyedet. But if the mincha and the nesachim was tahar, actually kitchabakli, it sounds like you wouldn't be able to be poyedet. Stating that, Amar Shmuel, the first line of the Gemara was, afilu hein tahirim niftin. And why? Says Shmuel, because at the end of the day, what's the reason you can be poyedet mincha and the nesachim, actually kitchabakli? It's because it's kedushas damim. Kedushas damim, you can always be poyedet. There's no halacha of tamei tahar mum. Those are halachas in kedushas agof. In kedushas damim, you can be poyedet kedushas damim. The whole kedusha is its damim. So you're not doing anything by being paid the kedushas damim. So that reason, it doesn't matter if the mincha nesachim was tameh or the mincha nesachim was tar. The halach is actually kitcher bekli yesh lem pidyon. Frek the gemara akasha. Moisav rabbi nevar manoyach ha'ifos v'ha'etzim v'alovayna v'klisharis the seif of our mishnah she nitmu ain't lehem pidyon. Here too, the sheet that takes out the word nitmu. So the reish of the Mishnah was discussing Menachis and Nesachin. The Sefer of the Mishnah was discussing Oifos, Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis. And what was the halacha? You can never be poided. Never, ever be poided. Shaloi Nemar Pidyoin, Ela, Bibbe, Hema. Freak the Gemara. It's mashma, you have to speak this out, that when we say you can't be poided whether it's in a state of Kedushas Aguf or whether it's in a state of Kedushas Dama. Freak the Gemara. Oifos are always going to be Kedushas Guf. If you're Makdish Oifos, we can assume it's always Kedushas Guf, and it makes sense for that reason that you can't be pointed. So Bishloi, my Eitzim, Levoin, and Klisharis that are Kedushas Aguf, I understand. But Eitzim, Levoin, and Klisharis could also be Kedushas Damim. And in the event that they're Kedushas Damim, why can't you be Poyedet? Elulav says the Gemara, Mishum de Toirim Ba'alma, Ein Niftin. The reason probably is because even though it's true you could be Poyedet, something that could go on the Mizbeach that right now is only Kedushas Damim, but you could only do it if it's Tameh, not if it's Tahar. The Hani Nami and these three things, Afal Gavte Nitmu, even when they become Tameh, Kitahirim Damu. They're always going to be viewed as being Tahar. The Gemara explains. The Eitzim and Levoina, the reason is because Eitzim and Levoina, Lav B'nei Ashviya Eichlininu. They're really not Ru'uyin La'achila. And being that they're not Ru'uyin La'achila, therefore they're not really Shayach to be Mekabel Tum. Now, the truth is we find Eitzim and Levoina could become Tameh. The reason is, Chibas HaKodesh Mashvelu Uchla. Because there's a Chiddush in Kodshim that something that's right to go in the Mizbeach, Chibas HaKodesh, gives it an ability to somehow be treated as an Eichel. What type of Eichel, by the way? Achilas Mizbeach. Chibas HaKodesh makes it Achilas Mizbeach. So even though really it's not Eichel, it's not Roy L'Achila, but at the same, no one's going to sit down and eat Levoina. But at the same time, we give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's Achilas Mizbeach. I mean that it's Achilas Mizbeach. It gives it a status of Oichel, and therefore the halacha is, it now becomes Roy L'Kabel Tumah. The problem is, the Eitzim, Kamadolei Mashpilahu L'Gzirun L'Miskashri, wood only becomes Ru'uyin L'Achilas Mizbeach once you cut it up properly. It had to be Gezirei Eitzim. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch of exactly how you have to prepare the wood. Levoina Nami, Kamadolei Kitchab Klisharis L'Miskashri. And Levoina is the same thing. So therefore, if you're going to have Eitzim and Levoina that weren't the Skadish Epic Lisharis, they're always going to be Tahar. The reason they're always going to be Tahar is because they're not Oichlin, thus they're not Ru'uyan to be Makabal Tumas Oichlin. The only time they're ever Shaykh to be Makabal Tumah is when they're right to go on the Mizbeach. Because of Chibas HaKodesh, until they were Neskadish, until they were properly prepared, it's not possible. Klisharis Nami says the Gemara, a Klisharis could become Tameh, right? Well, why can't a klisharis be tameh? But hayo v'islu tayre b'mikva. But being that a klisharis, you could always be metaher, so it could be it's looked at as being tar. In other words, a long-winded question. Gemara is takasha. I don't understand the seif of the Mishnah. Ha'oifes v'ha'etzim v'alavoyna v'klisharis ein lehem pidyon. Shlei never pidyon ala b'behem. Bishleimah, when it's klisharis aguf, I understand why there's no pidyon. But when it's only klisharis gomim, why is there no pidyon? So the Gemara says, I only have one etzah. You know what the etzah must be? Whenever it's klisharis gomim, it's always going to be viewed as tahar. Why? Because Eitzim and Levoina are not Oichlin. They're only Mekabel Tumah because of Chibas HaKodesh. There's no Chibas HaKodesh until it's Kedushas HaGuf. As a result, it has no way of being Mekabel Tumah. Klisharis, even though it physically could become Tameh, but being that you can be Metaret, you always can look at it as Tar. So what? You're looking at it as Tar. The only time something that at some point will have a din to go on the Mizbeach, that right now doesn't have a din to go on the Mizbeach, because it wasn't Niskadish but Klisharis, you could be Paida, is if it's Tameh. And being that these things are always going to be Tar, that's why you can't be Paid. If that's the case, the Kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said that when the Mishnah says, HaMenachis v'anasachim shenit mu'achalei b'kitcho b'kli yesh lem pidyoin, said Shmuel, shenit mu'z lav dafko, afilu tahirin, if you could be Paid, a dover tahar, that later will have a din to go on the Mizbeach. Right now, being that it wasn't as kaddish and a klisharis, then why can't you be poida the etzim, the oifos, the levoina and the klisharis that weren't as kaddish yet? And the klisharis says the gemara like the name of the chatayim baal menif. Really, Tahirim, you could be poida like Shmuel said. And when it says Amanachas v'Nasachas Shenitmu Nitmuz Labdaf, I have a kasha. The safe of the Mishnah, the Eitzim, the Levoyin, and the Klisharis. The Aloch is you can't be poida if it wasn't as Kaddish Bekli. Why not? We thought probably because it's always Tahir, and you can't be poida Tahirin. Whereas it says no, it's for a whole different reason. The Hani Mishum Deloy Shchichiyu. It's a Din Rabbanon. The reason is it's very hard to find these things, and the Chachamim didn't want you to be poida these things because we need them. They're just hard to come by. It's not so easy to find Levina. It's not so easy to find these things. And as a result, Chama didn't want you to ruin it. But the Gemara says, Bishlam, Levina Klisharis Leshchichi. Levina Klisharis weren't Shchiach. Ele Eitzim Mishka Shchichi. What? So felt those holtz. So the Gemara says, yeah, Eitzim Nami, keep it up a Markolachin Nimtsabai Taylas, Possel Gamis Beach. Wood that has even a Taylas inside it, a worm, it already becomes Possel. Hilkoch Leshchichi, therefore it's Leshchiach. So the Pshat and the Sefer of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the fact that it's Tahar, because you could be Paida. Minachis and Esachim, Tahirim, Achenes, Leinus, Gachu, Bekli, and based on that, you'd be able to be Poyde, Eitzim, Levoin, and Klisharis also. That's not the point. The point is, those are Dvarim that are Leishchichi, it's a special Takonos Chacham. Amra Papa, Papa said, Ishmi, Leila Shmuel, had Shmuel heard, Hadetanya, the following price, so, Hamantvis, Tmimim, Lebedek, Abayas, Ein Poyde, Noisoy, Elulim, Mizbeach, if someone donates Tmimim, something that technically could go on the Mizbeach. So somebody donates an animal, a sheep, a goat, and he says, I want it to go to Bedek Abayis. So the halach is, it's Chal Kedushas Bedek Abayis. As a result, you could be poided, it's only Kedushas Damim, but at the same time, when you're poided, the money that you get has to be used l'mizbeach. So new chiddush. It's not Chal Kotche Mizbeach in the typical sense, but at the same time, even though it's kachet at the kabayis, so that you can be paid it right now, but at the same time, the proceeds are supposed to use the mizbeach. Shekhala roi the mizbeach, in a yoitzim in the mizbeach loyal. Because anything that's roi to go in the mizbeach, that you're makdish, it takes on some level of kedushas mizbeach. Va'afal gaf to kedushas damim, even though it's only kedushas damim, ain niftin, hoyal v'tahirim heim, being that they're tar. So this was the halach in the brais, that if somebody is makdish, something, even Lebedek Abayis, but that something is something that could go on the Mizbeach theoretically. It takes on some level of Kedushas Mizbeach. So it's not just a Hefker value. You could just be poided and use it for whatever you want. You could be poided, but the proceeds have to be used for Hekdesh. Said Rav Papa, Ishmi Lei L'Shmuel Ha. Had Shmuel known this, Haba Ha Darbe. He would have been chayzer from his halacha. Because what did the Mishnah say? HaMenachis V'Nesachin Shenit Mu'ach L'Kitcher B'Kli Yeishlem Pidyoy. Yeishlem Pidyon seems to suggest you can do whatever you want with it. You can use it for Hekdesh, but even Kachi B'Dek Abayis. It's a regular, good old-fashioned Kedushas Damim. There's no halacha necessarily of what you have to use with it. It's not true, because there's a halacha of amatvis tmimim lebedek abayis in poydenois and elam mizbeach. The Mishnah doesn't seem to be saying the halacha in poydenois and elam mizbeach. Now, bishloim, if the Mishnah is talking about where it's tameh, so you weren't amatvis tmimim lebedek abayis, because over here it's tameh, it's not a dover that was ready to go on the mizbeach. But if Shmuel wants to say that the halacha of the Mishnah is true, even if it's tahirin, now it's amatvis tmimim lebedek abayis, because now the thing itself is ready to go on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah says that you could be poided, which sounds like you don't even have to use the proceeds for the mizbeach. That contradicts what Shmuel said. Thus, Rav Papa said, I don't think Shmuel would ever go connect a brisa. Shmuel probably didn't know the brisa, but Ishmielay he would have been hoid. But the Gemara says v'loy Ishmielay Shmuel knew the brisa v'loy hadem, and he wasn't chayzer. Why? Lav amrit hasam kibin loy shchichi lemifriki hachanami. The whole pshat in that brisa of a matvesun the better kabayis that you're supposed to take the proceeds and use it for animals. It's based on the fact that it's hard to find animals, so you want to try to use an animal as much as possible to mizbeach. So when you're matfis tmimim, the animal itself takes on a certain level of kedushas mizbeach, because these good animals without mumim were hard to come by. Why? Even the shchichi mumim the pasli bebehema da filo bedukin shebe'ayim nami pasli. Even a small little mum in the eye of the animal makes it possible. Hilkoch lo shchichi, so they're not shchiach, and that's why it takes on in the initial phase when you were makdish at a certain level of kedushas mizbeach. But menachas and asachim flour, this was very easy to wine. It's not a big deal to find. As a result, there's no such halacha. I mean, this halacha about matves mir lebedek kabayis is also not mi ikra din. It's more related to a metzias that certain things were hard to come by. So once Hekdesh had their grasp on certain items, the chachamim manipulated it that we should leave it there simply because they were lo yishchichi. Rav Kahana argues with Shmuel. So till now we've been discussing Shmuel's shita that even though the Mishnah says haminachis vanesachim shenitmu actually kitchu b'kliyeshul and pidyon, really the halach is afilu hein tayr. Stating that Rav Kahana says tmeim niftim tayr mei niftim. No, the halach of the Mishnah is only true for tmeim. The halach of the Mishnah is not true for tayr. Only minachis vanesachim that are tamei actually kitchu b'kli you could be paid. But if it's tayr, you can't. V'chein amar Rav Oishia tmeim niftim tahirim ein niftim. Some had a different version of Rav Oishia that Amar Rav Oishia filu tahirim niftim. Even if it's tar, you could be poided. So Rav Kahana for sure argued with Shmuel only tmeim niftim but tahirim ein niftim. As it relates to Rav Oishia shita, there were two versions of what Rav Oishia said. The first girsa was Rav Oishia held tmeim niftim tahirim ein niftim like Rav Kahana. The second girsa was Rav Oishia held tahirim niftim and Tmeim Niftin, like Shmuel, it's going to matter, these two Girsois from Rav Oishia, for the entire Amid base. Rabbi Laza is a third sheet. The Kulam Tmeim Niftin, Tahir Mein Niftin. Rabbi Laza came, and he was the Kass of Ashlishi Amachriya Binyan. He said that as it relates to all Menachos, I agree with Rav Kahana. And one girso in Rav Oishia that only tmeim niftim tahir mei niftim. However, there's one exception to the rule. Chutz me'asir ha'evet shel minchas chayte. The minchas chayte that was brought by somebody that did one of the averas for which you bring a carbon oil of a yayard. He was bedali dalos, so he couldn't afford to bring an animal. He couldn't afford to bring the shnei tahir mei shnei bnei yayna. So as a result, he was marfish menachas. That mincha you could be paid the tahirim. Actually, kitchu b'kli. Why? So there's a long Rashi here. Rashi says it's based on a teres kayan. It's based on a pasuk where the pasuk says al chatasai. Those are the words. Amra Torah mechatasai al chatasai. And from the words al chatasai, we learn that what happens if somebody was bedali dalas and he was mafresh his mincha, and then he made a lot of money. So when it came time for him to actually bring the carbon, now he's a gvir. So what does he do? So the halach is he brings the carbon of the gvir. That's what he's supposed to do. It works in the reverse also. If he loses his money, then he'll bring the carbon that the ani brought, or the carbon that was brought bedali dalas. But in our case, somebody was mafresh a mincha, and now he made money. So now he has to bring a kizba or a seira. So what happens to the mincha? You could be poida that mincha afilu tahirin. So said Rabbi Laza, even though ordinarily you can't be poida a mincha tahirin actually kitchu bekli like Rav Kahana and one girsin Rabbi Oishia. Stating that, there's one exception to the rule. There's one time that you could do it, and that is the Asira Sa'efa of the Mincha Schaite in the event that you were mafresh the Mincha, you made money. And what's the reason? It's learned that from Xeris HaKasav, Mechatase, Al-Chatase, meaning that pasuk that says that if you were mafresh a carbon, Medali Dallas, and you made money, now you bring the better carbon, that implies that you could be Poida the lesser carbon that you already mafresh. Zok to Gemara. Omar Rab Oishia. So the Gemara is going to digress now, a very long digression. Me'inyin le'inyin. Not so much by Isaiah. And the Gemara is going to come back full circle and tie it into today's daf. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Oishia. So again, Rav Oishia we just had a moment ago. Rav Oishia, there were two gersois in what he held with regards to this shaila, whether you could be poida menachas and esachim tohirim actually kitchubikli. So this is a completely different Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia said, Shamati, I heard, pigel b'mincha l'rab shimin enem metamet tomas leich. So Kohen was bringing a carbon mincha and he had a machshav as pigel. So it's chal pigle now on the carbon mincha. Stating that, said Rav Oishia, according to Rav Shimon, which Rav Shimon? We'll see in a moment. The halacha is, it's not chal tumas oichlin on this mincha. So this mincha has no way of being mekabel tuma. So though ordinarily oichl could become tame, a mincha which is oichl should be able to be tame. But said Rav Oishia, if the kayin brought a mincha with a machsheves pigle, according to Rav Shimon, which Reb Shimon will see, the halach is ein mitame tumas leich. Let's talk about the time into the Mishnah. Who's this Reb Shimon? Ha'arla, v'kilei akeren, v'shor haniskal, v'egla rufa, v'tzipoyrei mitzayra, u'petach hamar, u'basar b'chalav, hatzad ha'shava shabahem, of everything just mentioned in the Mishnah, these are all Yisurei Hana. Kula mitame tumas leich. They could all be tame tumas leich. So if something is anyways asar b'hana, it doesn't mean it can't be tame. It's adding insult to injury. So you're asar b'hana, oh, and by the way, you're also tame. Like, the two are mutually exclusive. Even though these things are asar b'hana, they could still be tame. Reb Shimon says no. Kulam ein metame tumas leichlin. No. Yisuri ha'na can't become tame tumas leichlin. Reb Shimon agrees with one of the aforementioned Mishnah, the basa v'chalav, she metame tumas leichlin. Hoyo v'hoysaloi sha'asa koisha. That basa v'chalav is the one exception to the rule. And the reason is, being that it was once mutter b'hana, because how does something become basa v'chalav? You have to cook the meat and the milk together. But if you didn't cook it together, it doesn't make sense. But started off with two dvarim amutarim. It's only the taruvos that made it aser. So it had a shas hakosher. Shas hakosher is already going to be different. Rav Asi, Rav Yechon. My time, Rav Shim. What's the Rav Shim? Rav Shimon holds that isurei ano, other than bas of a chalav that had a shas hakosher, can't be tami tomas loichel. Says the Gemara because the pasuk says mikol ha'oichel asheye yochel. And the context over there is vayikra perik yud aleph. This is parsha shmini. Mikol ha'oichel asheye yochel asheyovei olav mayim yit. So we're talking about Tumas Oichel. And the Pasuk prefaces Tumas Oichel with the words, Mikol ha'oichel asher yeyochel. Darshan, Reb Shimon, oichel shati yochel, achilu lachem, kori oichel. Ha'oichel asher yeyochel. Food that you could feed. Only that's considered oichel as it relates to the context of that pasuk, which is tumas oichel. But oichel shiati yochel achilu lacherim. But oichel that you can't eat any koron oichel. So says the Gemara. So let's come back to Rav Oishia. So for pigol b'mincha nami oichel shiati yochel achilu lacherim. If a korban is pigol, you're not allowed to eat it. Chorus. Not only can you eat it, but it's also aser bahana. And being that it's aser bahana, so it's for that reason the halach is that according to Rav Shimon. Pigel b'mincha, the halach is it's not going to be tummy to masoichlin. Very straightforward. If the reason Reb Shimon holds that the shor haniskol and the egla ruf and the tzipoyer mitzayra and the petach hamar and the oral and the kilei akrem, everything mentioned in that brisa doesn't become tummy to masoichlin is because it's aser bahana, it's oichel shi'ati yochel achiloi lacherim, then Reb Shimon l'shitasoi should not have needed a reason to tell me why basa v'chalav could be tami tumas oichel. What was Reb Shimon's reason in the braisa? He said, because it had a shas hakosher. Because basa v'chalav was once mutter. The problem is, Reb Shimon l'shitasoi happens to hold that basa v'chalav is mutter bahana. So if it's mutter bahana, then it's pshita that basa v'chalav is. So if Reb Yochanan is right, that pshat in Reb Shimon, why those things are not mitame tumas oichlin is because there is suri hana. Then why did Reb Shimon need a new reason for basav chalav? So in a veinik says the Gemara, iachi basav chalav nami tepekle to oichel shaati yochel achil lacherim with time. You learn to the brayz. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda im mishum Reb Shimon basav chalav basav achil umut bahana. So this is Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon. Shenemar ki am kodesh atel Hashem lekechel leisavash gedib chalavimoy. That's the law of basav chalav. Ulahalon uaimer by the loisa say of treifa says va'anche kodesh tiun li ubasar besada treif. What's the commonality between the two psukim? So the first pasuk says ki am kodesh atel Hashem lekechel. The second pasuk says va'anshei kodesh tiuli. So both psukim preface the lois asay by referring to Klal Yisrael as an am kodesh. Thus, there is a similarity between the two parashiyos. Darshan's Reb Shimon malahalon, just like by treifa asabachilu mutabana afkan asabachilu umutabana. So again, Reb Shimon said that the Arla and the Kiliyah Kerem and the Shara Niskel and the Agla Rufa, the Zippur, Mitzur, the Petach Hamar, all cannot become Tomei Tomas Eichlin. Why? Rabbi Yochanan said, I believe because there is Suri Ano. And Rabbi Shimon has a Shita that is Suri Ano cannot become Tomei Tomas Eichlin. The problem is, Rabbi Shimon said that Bas of a Chalav could be Tomei Tomas Eichlin, and he gave a reason for it. His reason was because it had a Shasa Kosher. If the whole reason the other ones can't be Tomei Tomas Eichlin is because they're Suri Ano, and we know Rabbi Shimon Shita is that Bas of a Chalav is not Asa Bano, so what did he need a reason? Elamait Sakash and Rabbi Yochanan, and the more it's not a Kash Rabbi Yochanan. Chadava Oid Kamar. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon could have said that the reason Bas of a Chalav can become Tomei Tomas Eichlin is because it's Mutabana. He chose to give a different reason. Chadad Oichel Shati Yochel Achil Archer. Number one, Rav Shimon l'shitasei happens to hold the Bas of Chalav, but a lot of people hold Bas of Chalav is aser bahana. Even if you want to tell me you hold that Bas of Chalav is aser bahana, but as it relates to this halacha, Rav Shimon would anyways maintain his position. He would hold that being that it had a shas hakosher, that would be enough. So bottom line is, Rav Oishia said a halacha, pigel b'mincha l'Rav Shimon ein metame tumas oichlin. So at first glance, it seemed very sasum, but after learning a half of Amud Gemara, quickly, we understand it. What Rabbi Yishu was saying was that, according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds, that Isuri Hana can't become Tomei Tomas Eichlin. If you have a carbon mincha, that's pigol, because the Kayan had a machshav of Chutz Lizmano. Pigol is also bahana. If it's also bahana, it has no way of becoming Tomei Tomas Eichlin. Freit the Gemara Meisvei, I'll ask you a kash. Reb Shimon Oimer, this is Reb Shimon talking in a Tosefta in Masechtos Uktzin. Yesh noiser shehu metame Tomas Eichlin, v'yesh noiser she'enu metame Tomas Eichlin. So sometimes noiser can become Tomei Tomas Eichlin, sometimes it can't become Tomei Tomas Eichlin.
Sabon lifnei Zrika, if it became noiser before the Zrika, ain't metame tumas leichlin. La'ach ha-Zrika, if it became noiser after the Zrika, metame tumas leichlin. So this is not the part of the Brice that we need yet. Upigol, tomorrow's that. Bein bekotche kadoshim, bein bekotchem kalim, ain't metame tumas leichlin. As it relates to pigol, whether it's kotche kadoshim or kotchem kalim, it's not metame tumas leichlin. We don't need that part either. Pigel b'mincha, the last line of the Tosefta, mitame tumas leichlin. It is mitame tumas leichlin. Now, who said this? Reb Shimon said this. So Reb Oishia just made a beautiful cheshbon. He said, according to Reb Shimon, pigel b'mincha, the halachis is not mitame tumas leichlin. Because pigel is yisurei anna, and Reb Shimon's shita is, mikol oichel asher yeyochel, oichel shati yochel achil l'acherim kari yochel, she'iati yochel achil l'acherim eni kari yochel, yisurei anna doesn't become tumatame leichlin. Pigel is yisurei anna. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, it's a Mefurisha Tosefta in Mesechtas Uktzin. Reb Shimon clearly said it's not that way. So the Gemara says, like Kasha. What do you have to? Very good. Like Kasha, you have to say, Kancha Oysel Shasa Kosher. Kancha Oysel Shasa Kosher. There must be a chilik between a mincha that had a Shasa Kosher and a mincha that didn't have a Shasa Kosher. Reb Oishia was talking about a case where there was no Shasa Kosher. This Bryce is discussing where there was a Shasa Kosher. But the Gemara says, Heichi Domi Delei Hoysa Lei Shasa Kosher. How is it possible that there was no Shasa Kosher? What do you mean? Of course there was a Shasa Kosher. Before it became a Mincha, there was a Shasa Kosher. Says the Gemara, must be Daktishin of a Mechuber. It's talking about when you were Makdishit while it was still Mechuber. And being the Mechuber, the Karka, can't become Tomei, it's not Mekabel Tuma. Anything that's Mechubel and Karka is not Mekabel Tuma. You amacked the shit right then and there, so there was never a Shasa Kosher. When was it Mutabana? It was never Mutabana. When it was Mechubel, it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. And as soon as you amacked the shit, now it became Asabana. And then later, it never became Mutter because it was Pigel. So the bottom line is, there was no Shasa Kosher. That's the only Hechetimsa where there's no Shasa Kosher. But the Gemara says, really? Really? There's still a Shasa Kosher. The Lifrikino. It's true that you were Makdish it when it was Mechober. So it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. Couldn't become Tameh while it was Chulin. But when you were Makdish it and then you cut it, at that point, L'chayrit had a Shasa Kosher. You know what? You could have been paid it. And if you would have been paid it, you would have transferred the Kedusha, actually Kitcha B'Kli, Menachos V'Hanasach, Unzere Mishnah, the halach is Yesh Lem Pidyon. So wouldn't not have possible for it to have a Shasa? So what do you mean it didn't have a Shasa Kosh? So the Gemara says like this, Ha Nichel HaChlish Anom Rav Oishia Tmeim Niftin Toyer Meim Niftin Shaper, Bishloim If Rav Oishia holds that you can't be paid Menachos actually Kitcha B'Kli if they're Tahar, then it's very good. This is your Hechatimso where there was never a Shasa Kosh. When it was Mechuber, it wasn't really the you were makdish it. Once you makdish it, it's over. And it never became mutter because it was pigle. So the avoidas, hakoimitz, and the levoina was never matur b'achila. So it never had a shasa kosher. Right now it's yisurei hana. Thus it's not going to be tamei tumas leichlin. But if elu lahachlish adam afilu toyrim niftin, but according to the lishna, right, we had two lishonas in Rav Oishia. According to the lishna in Rav Oishia, the Rav Oishia holds like Shmuel that you could be poida mincha tarach lekitcha b'kli lifrikinu. So then it had a shasa kosher because it's true when it was mechuber at that point it wasn't roy lekabel tuma. But you were makdish. Now you cut it. Obviously, you're preparing it for the mincha. That moment that you cut it, it was a mincha. Shalayin is kadosh b'klisharim. Put into klisharis yet? There's a moment of time where it wasn't in the klisharis. Now, granted, it's tar, but if you could be paid it, even tahirin, so at that point, it has a shasa kosher. So where's the hechetimtz of loy hoysel shasa kosher? And l'chur, the only way to explain Rav Oishia Gufa, who said a halacha in pigo b'mincha, in Shitas Rav Shimon, which is Saisa, Rav Shimon himself said in the Taisef, the Mesachtas Uktzin, is by getting involved in Shasa Kosher, no Shasa Kosher, which means there's a Hechatimtz of a Mincha that didn't have a Shasa Kosher, which clearly suggests that Rav Oishia holds Tmeyim Niftim, Toyrim, Ein Niftim. So we had two gear sois that Rav Oishia hold, like Shmuel, did he hold Rav Kahana with regards to the topic of this morning's daf, Lechura, for Rav Oishia Gufa, there's a Hachra, what the right opinion Rav Oishia was. But the Gemara says, no, I think this whole thing is a tais. Because at the end of the day, even though it's a nice cheshbin that L'chura, you could be paided, and being that you could be paided, that should give it the halacha of Shasa Kosher. But at the end of the day, Hashta mi aloi parik. Kol kama, you weren't paided, it's not viewed as having a Shasa Kosher. Meaning, the whole kasha, this wild geshmak etzushtel, is predicated on an assumption. And that is, that in the world of Shasa Kosher, the fact that you could be paided something, that right now is asa bahana, that gives it the status of mutter bahana, And therefore, the halacha is that it should be treated as a shas hakoshe. Who said? Right now, it's also bana. So again, you have a classic case of something that had no shas hakoshe. You were makdish the mincha, the chitin, while it was mechuber. When it was mechuber, it was mechuber lekarka, which is not makabel toma. As soon as you were makdish it, it was hektish, which is also bana. Ordinarily, the avodas hakoymes would be matarit and now make a mutabana, but you were pigel with machshavta. So that wasn't matarit either. As a result, they never had a shas hakosha. There was an interim period of time where you could have, would have, should have made a mutabana. You could have been paid to the hektish. That's very nice. You could have been paid to the hektish, but you weren't. I mean that you weren't. It never had a shas hakosha. It has the halacha of isuri hana. It's a dover she'iyatu yochel lahachilei lahacherim. Thus, Reb Shimon Shita, that it won't be Makabel Tumah, and that's where Rabbi Yishia meant when he said, Shamati Pigo B'mincha L'Reb Shimon, Eina Metame Tumah Soichlin. The Gemara is going to segue now, and the Gemara is going to get involved in whether, in fact, the Gemara's teretz is a good teretz. Meaning, whether it's true that something that you could be poida, the fact that you could be poida doesn't give it a halach of Shas HaKosher, and the Gemara is going to shtel to another Reb Shimon, and this is a Tesefta, not a Masechtes Uktzin, but a Tesefta Masechtes Parah, and we'll leave that for tomorrow. But before we end today's daf, just to speak out a little bit of raid, so just a little bit of a part B related to yesterday's daf. And that is, yesterday we spoke about the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the Gemara Masechtes Brachos daf lamed hem and beis. The pasuk says v'yasafta diganecha. The pasuk also says la yomer sefer Torah zemi picha v'gisa b'yomer v'layel. Says Rabbi Shmuel in Brachos lamed hem and beis. It's not a stira. Hanig ben minig derech eretz. You could do both. You could be mekayim v'gisa b'yomer v'layel, and at the same time you could also be mekayim v'yasafta diganecha. Shimon bar Yochai said it's not possible because once you go down the road of v'yasafta diganecha, you're going to be chayrich b'shas chrisha. You're going to be zareya b'shas. You're going to be koitzah b'shas ketzira teremat elo. Must be the two psukim. I'm not describing one person. It's impossible for one person to do both. Rather, different kufos, different people. Regardless of machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, whether there's an idea of hanig b'hamidik derech eretz or there's no idea of hanig b'hamidik derech eretz. Abaye said harbi yosuk Rabbi Shmuel v'also b'yadim, harbi yosuk Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'loy also b'yadim. We spoke out the kasha that the chida brings in Birkei Yosef in Yerideya Simin Reish Mem Vav, that he heard a kasha from a kaddish that the kaddish asked that at first glance that well-known gemara in Brachos Lamed Hey Amid Beis contradicts a lesser-known gemara, although also a well-known Gemara, in Menachos Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the pasuk La Yomash Seifa Ater Zemi Picha Begisa Bayomer V'Layla, and the Gemara said Amrab Yoichanam Yishum Rashbi. I feel like Karu Adam Elak Kriyash Mashachis Va'arvis Kaim La Yomash. Even though at first glance the pasuk seems to suggest you have to learn Torah the whole day and the whole night, Shmuel Yechai said that's not what it means. It means you have to learn a little bit of Torah in the morning, a little bit of Torah at night. Not just that, even Kriyash Mashachis Va'arvis is going to be enough. Rabbi Shmuel was Mashma in the So again, not that way. The Gemara tells a story. Ben Dama, who was Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, asked Rabbi Shmuel, "Can I learn Chachmas Yevanis?" So he told him, "Listen, it says if you can find the time that's not Yom and not Laila, then of course you can learn Chachmas Yevanis. But otherwise, it's going to be a problem." So this Kaddish asked the Kasha. It's a stira. Michlefa Shitase. At first glance, Rabbi Shmuel seems to contradict himself. Rashbi seems to contradict himself. Rabbi Shmuel in Brachas Lamehem they said Hanig Ben Minig Derech Eretz. Over here, he said you can't learn Chachmas Yevonis. Rav Shimon bar Yochai in Brachos Lamed Hey Amid Beis said that if a person is going to be Mekayim V'yasafta Diganecha, Torah Matahela. It sounds like you have to learn Torah the whole day. And over here he said, I feel like Korah Ela Kriyash Mashachis V'arvis, already you're going to be a Yoitz. We mentioned Maritz Chias asks the Stira, but he only asks the Rabbi Shmuel, He doesn't ask the Rav Shimon bar Yochai, We also mentioned that there's many Terutzim. We spoke out one Mahalach. The Mahalach that we spoke out was that it's Mavur. The Praskurov says it in Chedushim Miran Riz Ala Toira and Parshas Chayisara. We spoke out of Ruach Chaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin seems to say this Yisoid as well. Others say the Yisoid, and that is that even in Rabbi Shmuel's world, Rabbi Shmuel who held that Hanig ben Minig derech eretz, but he agrees that there's still a midah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It's just that it doesn't work for the masses. Like Abaye said, Harbi Yosu Karabi Shmuel va'also biyadim, Harbi Yosu Karashbi v'lay also. But as it relates to the miyat, if a miyat, a yachid decides that I want to be different and I want to go and try to be Mekayim Rashbi, it's something that's okay. which is a chiddush. It's a chiddush in halacha, because ordinarily, if there's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, you can't say I'm going to go like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. If the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, then the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. But kamash malon over here a chiddush that there is a midah known as midaseish Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and if somebody wants to do it, he could do it. The Makar, the Briskarov said, is Rabbi Nuroi in the end of Masechta's Kedushin, whereas Rabbi Meir said Chayiv Adam Laminis Bnei Umnis. The same Rabbi Nuroi, Rabbi Nuroi, Rabbi Meir is the same person. Erev and Yudgimel said Maniach Ani Kol Umnis Shabayilum Eni Malamin Bnei Alatayr. He said that's what the Rambam means at the end of Shemitah V'Yoyva when he said V'Loy Shevet Levi B'Vad. But any Yochid, doesn't matter what Shevet you're from, you can decide to be like Shevet Levi V'Hadvar Matikim. It's interesting that all this raid is actually brought down in the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in two lines, says this whole piece. So it's an Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav is Seder Masa Umatan. So this is the laws of how you're supposed to do business. So when we learn Masech Sanhedrin and Masech Tzavayidazara, we refer to this Simen a lot. Not the Mechaber, it's Ubay Sif Echad, by the way. It's a small Sif, but it's Miot HaKamos and Roiv HaEchos. This is where the Ramah talks about making a partnership with a non-Jew, because of the chash that there may be a shvua situation, and the guy's going to swear in the name of Yeshay HaNoitzri, and you're going to cause him to be over the Israel of Avodah Zarah. And the Ramah says it's not a problem, as man, because Yeshay HaNoitzri is only Shituf, and Shituf is not Avodah Zarah, and the truth is Noida B'Yehuda, and we must have referred to this five, maybe more times when we learned Sanhedrin Avodah Zarah, so much raid on that. That's the second part of the Sif. The first part of the Sif is the Mechaber. It says the Mechaber, Acha Kach Yelech La'asakov. After 155 simanim in Shulchan Aruch, then you can go to work. The Chol HaTorah she'eini ma melacha seifa b'teila, because any old Torah that doesn't have melacha seifa b'teila v'gaireres avoin, and it's going to cause averus ki ha'oini yavirenu al das koinai u'mikamaka. And at the same time, says the Mechaber, lo yasem melachtei ikar ella aroy v'teirase kva v'zeh v'zeh yiskayim v'yadi. And he talks about doing business erlich, and he veers off to the laws of how you're supposed to do business. But says the Mechaber, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Acha kech yelech la'asaka, dechol teirish inima melacha, soifa b'teila v'gayreres avay. Says the Bir Halach, it sounds like you have to go to work, right? It sounds like it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Says the Bir Halach, kosva asvarim, shezeu nema lechlal ha'oilam. This is true for the masses. She'en kulam yuchaylam liskois lalais l'madrega ramazu liyais Oskam rak b'toyra levada. Because it's very difficult, like the Mechaber says. Because kol toyrish eni ma melacha, soifa b'teyla, v'goyrer esofen, ki ha'oini yavirenu ad as koina. But says the Bir Halach, that's only true for most people. It's not true for everybody. Aval anoshim yichidim, yuchal lihimatze b'chol eis pa'ifin zeh. There are yichidim that are able to have toyra without melacha, and it won't bring lidei avoy. It won't cause the person to be mavirenu al das koinoi. V'zeu sha'amru. This is in the brackets here in the Bir Halacha. V'zeu sha'amru b'brachas lamed vav. Har be'yasu k'rash pivul ayosu b'yadam. Ratzoloyme dafka harbe. Hafufal. Chavetz Chaim makes the day. V'akadosh Baruch Hu. Bir Halacha continues, says yamtzi lehem parnasasam. Uke'en zeh kosav ha'ramah b'perik yud gimel mihilcha shmitin v'yoyfas. The whole shtickle Torah, it's right here. It's a few lines in the Bir Halach. Ubefrat and kvar nimtzu anoshim shiroitzin lahaspik loitzrochav. And certainly, if he has somebody that's willing to support him, kedei sheyasik b'Torah bevadi lo shayich zeh. Then it's poshut this halacha doesn't apply. Meaning, this halacha applies if there's no way for you to support your family. But if there's some mechanism, the community, whatever it is facilitating a way, then of course this halacha doesn't apply. And says the Chofetz Chaim, if you're not sure that's true, how else do you make sense of Yisachar Zvulun? Yisachar sits and learns, and Zvulun is L'chayv Yamin, right? So even though Zvulun still has to be Kaveh Itim Batayra, but no one ever said Yisachar has to be Kaveh Itim L'Parnasa, right? Yisachar sits and learns the whole day. I call Malacha, call Tayrish Enima Malacha, Seifa Batayla. The Teretz is, you see, there's a concept that if he has someone that's willing to support him, it's okay, but regardless, number one, interesting the Halacha. Number two, the way the Bir Halacha, Bekitzur l'shaynai, a lot of the raid that we spoke about yesterday. But the truth is that these halachas that we mentioned yesterday are brought down in Shulchan Aruch in another place. Meaning, this is Hilchas Masa Umata. It's also brought down in Hilchas Talmud Torah, from the Torah perspective. And that is in Yerideya, Simin Reish Memvav, Sivkot and Aleph. So the first part of the Mechaber is a classic. It's one of the most well-known l'shaynes haramban in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Kol ish Yisrael chayi b'talmud Torah, bein ani, bein asher, bein shalom, yigu, bein b'al yisur. Bein Bacher, Bein Zaken Gadol, Afilu, Ani Amechazer Al Apsachim, and Afilu Bal Yisho Banim. Right? Seems like that was always the biggest chiddush. Right? Even a married man. Chayel Lekvayel Is Malat Al Metayra BeYoymu BeLayla Shenemar VeGis BeYoymu What? So what are you obligated to do? What's the bare minimum chiyuv that every single yid has? This is literally chapter 1, verse 1 in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So how does the Shulchan Aruch introduce the laws of Talmud Torah? Says the Mechaber, Kol Ish Yisrael Chayiv BeTalmud Torah. Everybody. What does Talmud Torah mean? L'kvaya l'izman l'talmud Torah. He has to have a kvius man l'talmud Torah. B'yoyim u'b'layla, shenemar v'higisa boy yoyim u'b'layla. Says the Rama, u'b'shas ha-tchak, afilu lo'y korer ha-kriyash ma'shachris v'arvish lo'yomushu mipicha karinim day. B'shas ha-tchak, it's enough, even if you lo'y korer kriyash ma'shachris v'arvish. So the bare minimum is, you have to have a kvius man l'talmud Torah b'yoyim u'b'layla, shenemar v'higisa boy yoyim u'b'layla, and b'shas ha-tchak, afilu kriyash ma'shachris v'arvish. And that's not like Rabbi Yishmael. So even though the Mechaber in Simin Kuf Nun Vav did paskin like Rabbi Yishmael in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hayom and Beis, but at the same time, the Mechaber in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Yerideya Simin Reish Mem Vav paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Menachas, Daf Tzadik Tez Lamed Beis. Which, of course, if we were going to set this up properly, it begs the question, is the halacha like Rabbi Yishmael, or is the halacha like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? And isn't there a stira over here? Yeah, that's all the rage. But the bottom line is that Lamaisa, the Mechaber, in Yerideya, Reish Mem Vav, Sivkot and Aleph Paskins, that a person has to learn Torah, B'yoymu B'layla, and B'diyevri Ki B'yoytzu V'kriyash Mashachas V'arvis. Now it's interesting, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, Chayev L'kvoya L'izman L'tal V'Torah. You have to have a kfias, and of course, that's a borrowed term, and where does the word come from? It comes from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Dav Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. The Gemara says, B'shasha Machnisim Adam L'din, when a person after 120, stands in front of the Kisei HaKavod. I mean, why they tell him? Nasasa v'nasata v'amuna? Kavati itam latoira, asakta b'piri v'rivya, tzipisa li'yeshua, pilpalto b'chochma, hevanto dovem yitoich dovem. Those are the opening remarks, the opening questions that are asked. But the second question, according to this Gerus in the Gemara, is kavata itam latoira. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, kavati itam. What's the question? Levisha adam tzarech les asik b'derech eretz. Because a person has to be oisik in derech eretz. She'im ein derech eretz ein toira. Hutzrach, it's for that reason that it's important, l'kvaya itam l'toira, dover katzuv, shleimashich kol hayom l'derech eretz. Interesting, Lashon HaRashi. But the bottom line is, the question is, kavata itam l'toira. And being that the question is, kavata itam, you have to be kavay itam l'toira, that's where the Mechaber got this halacha of chayiv l'kvaya l'izman l'talmud Torah. So as it relates to kavata itam l'toira, a few things. Number one, the Marsha says, on this Gemara right here, Kavata Itim LaTorah, it's a one-line Marsha. The Marsha says, Itim is a Lashon Rabbim. Shnei Itim. Echad Bayoim ve'echad Balayla. That a person has to be Kaveya Bayoim v'Balayla. And that's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch as well. Chayiv L'Kvayla is Man L'Talmud Torah B'Yom v'Balayla. Shem v'Gizim. Meaning, one thing for sure we take out of yesterday's daf and today is, it's Yoim and Layla. Yoim is not enough and Layla is not enough. It has to be questions the whole day and the whole night, or Kriyishma Shachris v'Arvis. But at the very bare minimum, it has to be a Kvias of Yoim and Layla. But what does Kvias mean? What's the Taich of Kavati Itam Batayra? So I'll tell you two interesting things. Number one, it's brought down B'Shem the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said that the word Kavati Itam Batayra actually comes from a word in Mishle, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Pasuk over there says, Al Tigzol Dol Ki Dalhu, Va'al Tedake Oni B'Shar. Don't steal from a poor person. Ki Hashem Yoriv Riva, because you know who fights the fight of the Dal? Kosh Baruch Hu does. V'kova es koiveim nafesh. What does that mean? V'kova es koiveim nafesh. Says Rashi, ki Hashem yorev rivam v'kova v'yigzoy les ha-nefesh. Koiveim goiz lehem. B'loshen arami, kviya is gizela. Rashi says that, Ibn Ezra says that, the Mitzuda say that. All the Rishonim explain that the V'kova es koiveim nafesh means you have to steal. And the Vilna Gaon said that that's the oimek in Kavati Itam Batayra. Because the truth is we're all busy, and very often you don't have time to learn. And certainly, we don't have time to learn every day and every night in a real kfiyustig sense. Said the Vilna Gaon, the kovati itam batayra is you have to be a kovas koveyam nafesh. Sometimes you have to steal time. It's true. It's not very hard to find time to do it. But at the same time, you have to be a gazlan. You have to be a gazlan of zman. Kovati itam batayra miloshin gzeilo. You have to ganve time. You have to fine time. You're right. Sometimes al piderech hateva doesn't add up. But at the same time, you have to find a way to make it happen. That's kavati itim batoyram miloshim v'kava es koveyim nafesh. I saw the chidah on his pirush and avos, on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shama yomer, asei teiroscha keva. Says the chidah, keva means kvius. He says, you know what kvius means? Sha'afilu yir like kama sibois v'kama asakim ba'osei ha'es lo yivat lenu. That's what the Chidah says. Kfiyos means be'echos, qualitatively. There's an oimek in what kfiyos means. Kfiyos doesn't mean like, yeah, I'm a yaki. Every day, this time, I'm going to... It means much more than that. It means that you're locked in. You're focused. You're 100% all in. Nothing else exists. I saw on that same Mishnah, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in his Sefer, Anaf Eitz Avos, so he brings a story with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis was one of the G'dayli Yoylam. Many of the Tshuvas Chassam Sefers, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, Shalos Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, he was not with Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kiyodua. Either way, so he brings that Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis was very, very wealthy. He was Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad. But his wife was the one who ran the business. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman used to sit and learn the whole day, and his wife was a businesswoman. And occasionally, she would run different business ideas by him. And he brings here that when he would be virak b'mikrim boydedim hoisa harebinus misya etzes imay oidas mischara b'shas ha'oichel while he was eating ledakos misper bilvad. So she would run different complicated ideas by him, but at the same time, she was the one that ran the business. Regardless, pam achas higia lebeis mischarim soicha yavumim. So there was a big diamond merchant that came to the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. Ubiyodei hatsa nifla leiskis yalomim mutzlachas asher revach otzum muftachla. It was clear that the return on investment that she was going to make wasn't shayach. Now, she wasn't comfortable making this investment by herself, and she wanted advice from her husband. Her husband was sitting in Beis Medrash, so she sent a shliach to go to her husband and told Rabbi Ephraim Zalman that there's a seicher now by the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin would like you to come and hear the business idea and opine on whether or not you think this is a good idea. Bottom line is Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis told the shliach, go tell the Rebbetzin, I'm holding a middle of learning now, and I apologize, I can't be mevatel my learning, it's not something I could do. Kashashov agoyin lebeisai, I'm reading this inside, this is from Aron Avadio. Kashashov agoyin lebeisai, v'noichach b'tzara shal Rebbetzin. He saw that his wife felt very bad, they lost that on this investment. Alo esek shal yotza lepoil, pious as daito. See, he appeased her, v'kach omalo. B'shoshen ekresi lovo lebeis ha-mischar, ula hafzik milimudi, when I was called to go to the beis ha-mischar, ole believi mash amru chazal. Ein devrei toyr he said, I thought of a new pshat in that chazal. So he said, I just thought it through very, very practically. Ilu chalili ho yisi meis. This is Rabbi Ephraim Zalman talking. Ha'im yucholti liya'itz ulabia deya be'esek zeh oyachar? Ach, achshav, shabaruch Hashem, chayo noichi, v'yoyshe v'hoige b'toyra, osem atzmi kemes, v'loy achlev chayi oylam b'chayi shohach ha'ofem. Nocha daito shal ha'rebinis, v'hoysifo loy harotzo al harotzosloy. But regardless, he came up with a beautiful pshat, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman said. He said, in the moment of the Nisoyan, ein devrei toyra miskaimen, ela b'misha mesatzmai ala. You literally have to make yourself mace. What does it mean, mace? Mace with regards to Olam Hazeh. If a person's dead, he can't answer his phone, right? He can't send a text message from the grave. So that's the point. The point is, if you may miss Atzmai Aleh with regards to Olam Hazeh, that's what it means. Kavati Eden Batorah says the Chidah. Kvius Shafilu Yil Loi Kama Sibois Vekama Asokim Bo Isa Eis Lo Yivat Leno Yiyem Ashe Yiyah Shlo Yaniach Milasik Batorah Bo Isa Eis Akavula. And the truth is not easy. It's very, very hard. And for now, we need the Goyim's Pshat in Kavati Eden Batorah. They have to be a kavat itim batoira as in v'kovas kaveyam nafesh zograshi v'yigzay lesanefesh miloshin gzeila. Either way, that's kavata itim batoira.